My name is Rustigov, and I played a suitor for Mrs. Slocum's Contact magazine. Well, I just got a call from the BBC. Would I like to be in an episode of Are You Being Served? Would I like to be? Yeah, of course I would. Yes. So that's how I got the part. And I went down to the BBC rehearsal rooms. And first of all, I met Mary Husband, the costume designer, the lovely Mary. She was absolutely fantastic. She says, I've got a suit for you. Got this suit. Yeah. I said, that's quick. She says, yes, it was in the wardrobe. You did a play for today called A Touch of the Tiny Hackett's, and it's still there. Lovely, thank you. So, costume, correct. Tick, done. Anyway, I was pleased to got the part. It was done in the studio in the BBC. That's where it was done, recorded, all of it. Well, I absolutely loved it. I read it, and I thought it was very, very funny. And I just couldn't wait to do it. You know, come down, out the lift, come down the stairs and meet Captain Peacock, who will then usher me over to Mrs. Slocum, who was on her knees behind her counter. And, I was lucky because I've got this part where I can smile. I'm looking for this lady. So I didn't course, I didn't cry. I just saw Molly loved the actress. Just kneeling down behind the counter, I smiled and I just went over to her. And then she smiled, I smiled, she stood up, I screamed and ran out. Loved it. To a tremendous round of applause. Working with the cast was fantastic. And I was treated very, very well. Absolutely for everybody. I cannot say there was one person who ignored me. They all greeted me and brought me into their big family. This wonderful situation with David Croft and Jeremy had created. And I was relaxed, which was absolutely fantastic. They totally relaxed me. We had a rehearsal for it. And they liked it, so we went for a recording, but I kept falling up this top step when I was running out. But they said, can you keep that in? Falling up the stairs, yes, which I did. You know, luckily, that's one of the takes they used, which was fantastic. But I can't say anything. They were cast was absolutely wonderful, and I was so pleased to do it. A lovely sitcom like that. Well, that was interesting. When I got the call to go into the studio again to do another episode of ours, I was thrilled. Yes, it's great. And the monkey business, there was no speaking as in the first episode I did. There's no lines to learn. It was just, I was in a skin. And again, I met Mary Husband. She said, there's the costume, held up this skin. And I said, I haven't worn that before. She said, no, but if there's any alterations, we could quickly do it. But she had my measurements. We measured the costume, put it on, and it was fantastic. And that was really, really great costume. It was hot, of course, you know, in a studio to work, but it was fun to do. And I remember the last bit when I go out and I think it's Jeremy Lloyd said to me, just give him the V sign as you go out. And then that I think that was added in. I was given the V sign and then they all gave me the V sign as well, which was hysterically funny. Lovely to do. But it was a hot costume. But I didn't complain. You know, I'm doing Are You Being Served for the second time. God's sake, it was lovely. Oh, yes, in front of a live audience, because they had to keep me out both episodes. They had to keep me from the audience not seeing, because especially on the first one, they didn't want the little guys to suddenly arrive when Mrs. Slocum got on, Molly got on her knees, and then suddenly they see a dwarf. No, that was a surprise. So when they lived home, I walked in, so you get a laugh straight away. They see that scene. It was pure situation comedy. There is Molly sagging on her knees. A dwarf comes in with this magazine, which she's, you know, put herself into. I came in, Captain Peacock is a very tall guy, bless him, lovely actor. I pulled on his jacket, he turned around and very, I mean, comedy, looked a bit surprised, and then showed him the magazine, pointed over to Mrs. Slocum, smiled, went over, and the rest is absolutely sheer comedy. I loved it. And with the monkey dashing around there in that skin. Oh, it's hysterical. Very funny. And with John Inman, later on, you know, I was a member of the Grand Order of Waterettes, and John Inman was too. And he became the King Rat of the Order, which and he's a great man, John. Great, great man he was. I miss him. Well, the second is I was just told the story was there's a monkey loose in the store. And when the lift door came open, there was me standing, there's the monkey, I came out. And I can't remember much about the monkey. I remember more about the first one, but the suit for Mrs. Slocum. But all I met created havoc, etc. And then the exit line, going out, sticking my finger up at them, you know, and then doing the same to me. Yeah, very funny. And the audience loved it. They really, really loved it. And another terrific round of applause. Choose a main character. Well, yeah. I've been served. I don't know. I think I might choose Mr. Rumbold. Why? Well, now I will. I'm old. His age. He had some lovely lines, and of course, young Mr. Grace. You know, absolutely lovely actors. Brilliant. You know, tried and tested actors. That's what David loved, picking everybody. And later on, I did a Chuckle Vision with David, director and producer, which was lovely. And, you know, one of those episodes we done in the morning, absolutely finished. Because everyone's a pro, the two boys were pros. You know, all the cast, all the crew, handpicked by David. Fantastic. To work with these guys, it was amazing, amazing, because they were and are legends of the sitcom comedy. For what the productions they have done, things they have produced together. They absolutely, and of course, and then with David and Jimmy Perry, there's another batch of absolutely legends. I mean, it was lovely. It was, to work with these pros, and they knew what to do. They weren't thinking, some directors can't, they know what they want, but they can't put it in their brain. They could, they knew what they wanted. They were professionals. They're real pros, as in the word. Fantastic. Yeah, I've done a lovely with Hello, Hello, again with David and Jeremy, writers, where again, I was a suitor for Widow Trois. And again, it was the on the knees thing. I came in the cafe, and the lovely Carmen was on her knees behind there. The counter, and I came in. My compliments, my card. And she stood up. Maybe the line was, if you are short, you fancy people like me. And Gordon, late Gordon, God bless him, another water rat, said, she does not fancy people like you. Well, maybe, possibly. Carmen stood up, and again, the scream. Rush out through the door. And then Jeremy gave me the line to say, turn around and say, if you don't ask, you don't get. That was it. Sorry about the train going past. I back onto the main Scotland Houston line. It was lovely, lovely working again with that cast as well. It was absolutely brilliant. It was just a privilege to work on an iconic program such as Are You Being Served? And I still loved it. I still, you know, when I was asked to do it, I said, yes, please. I didn't even think about it. I said, yes, that's the word. Because I knew it was a dream. It's a dream to work with such wonderful actors, a lovely directors and writers, and a lovely crew. Not forgetting the crew, because they were all fantastic, brilliant, professional people. And thank you for doing all this for people, because some people forget and they don't understand what happened in the show. They just see a repeat, put it on, but they don't understand what happened. And I'm sure you've got some lovely stories from the rest of the cast. Absolutely lovely. And it's a shame, you know, that majority of them have passed.